All right, here we go. So, I mean, last week, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ had their best week ever. And it was about time because we had four losing weeks in a row and finally a winning week again. But this week, we do have the Fed meeting on Wednesday and we have the jobs report on Friday, plus some key earnings. And that's what we're going to talk about. So, it will be a super busy week and the week is starting off really interesting. So, we'll take a look at this. And with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. Today is Monday, April 29th, and in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And boy, Mark, look at this. What a week last week after a pretty rough April.
Yeah, nice to see that rally, and although it was a little bit choppy, it was nice to see things finish positive on Friday, and that's where we had some core PCE price data that was in line with expectations after some surprises.
Yeah, because this is where we need to kind of go back to see what was happening last week. So if you look at the economic calendar, last week we had two important reports. And the first one was the advanced GDP. And this is where we saw the advanced GDP price index jumping from 1.6% to 3.1%. And this is where traders were nervous and thought, what happened here with the core PCE price index? Will we also see it jumping? But it came in line with expectations. And therefore, I believe that was a little bit of a relief rally on Friday.
Exactly. So nice to see traders buying ahead of the weekend for a change, because that hasn't been the case last couple of weeks. And then a little follow through today, but we still have a busy week this week as well.
Exactly. So this is where, if you look ahead at this week and the economic calendar, nothing on the economic calendar today, not much tomorrow, although consumer confidence might be an interesting report that could move the market. But the biggie is definitely on Wednesday, the next Fed meeting.
Exactly. And this is where there are really three things to focus on this week. One, earnings; two, the Fed; and then the third is jobs on Friday. But the Fed statement and really the press conference, what's said there, is going to be the real focus.
Yeah, because, I mean, again, no surprises. If you look at the CME FedWatch tool and we look at the probabilities, we see that right now traders are factoring in, okay, the Fed is not doing anything, but see, the last time we received a dot plot from the Fed said, all right, we're planning to lower interest rates three times this year. Well, right now, nobody believes that. I mean, if at all, there's one rate cut. However, in Wednesday's meeting, they will not update the so-called dot plot. And this is why Powell's statement will be so important to see what are they thinking. Because the next update of the dot plot is... it's actually in July, isn't it? Or is it already in June?
I think it's June. I think it's quarterly. But I could be wrong, but I think it's quarterly.
Yeah, but if it is quarterly, I mean, June is still the second quarter. So this would be the first meeting in the third quarter.
I thought it was March, June, September, December, but I could be wrong.
Anyhow, it won't be updated this time. And maybe next time we will find out for sure. But this is why we want to hear from Powell. What is he thinking? Because right now the market doesn't believe the Fed and that they will lower interest rates three times. And I think that they will revise it.
Yeah. Here's a question. Even if it's not three, will it be two or will it be one? Right now the market's pricing in one. If we get two and the economy is still relatively strong, that could be a huge plus for the market. If they're talking about one cut or none, that would be a shock.
Yeah, that will be a shock. Okay, so we will hear more on Wednesday about this. And until then, we also have a busy earnings week this week. So looking at the calendar, earnings week really kicks into gear. In terms of most anticipated, we see that last week was a busy week, but this week, the busiest week, in terms of earnings. So these are the two really super busy weeks, last week and this week. And after this, it starts fizzling out.
Yeah, so far we have 45% of the S&P 500 that have posted their earnings. And This is where we continue with a big busy week, like you mentioned, Marcus. You never know. There could be a few surprises, positive or negative. We just have to see. But it'll be an interesting earnings week for sure.
Yeah. Well, and also looking at the earnings, I mean, we have Amazon, we have Apple. These are the big ones. And then we have some good old Dow components. We have Eli Lilly. We have Coca-Cola, McDonald's, MasterCard. What is in the Dow? Well, you get the idea, right? So it will be just an earnings week all across the board. So looking at today and looking at the heat map, I mean, we see that in general, light green, surprisingly, we have Microsoft down, Nvidia down, Google down, Meta down, but then we do have two of the Magnificent Seven bright green, Tesla up 12% and Apple up 3%. Let's talk about Tesla first.
Yeah, huge move for Tesla. And this came after some exciting news. I guess there was a key hurdle that Tesla overcame in China for their self-driving technology. Investors liked that. Chinese authorities removed restrictions on its cars.
And just like this, look at this. From the lows that we just had a few weeks ago, a few days ago, basically, Tesla is up 38%. I mean, Tesla remains a super volatile stock to trade.
That's just crazy.
It is crazy. I mean, all right. And then we'll talk about Apple in a moment, but also let's talk about DPZ, Domino's Pizza. Let's actually bring it up here. Domino's Pizza reported earnings and came in better than expected.
Yeah, nice move there. You have better earnings per share, also better revenue. They also announced that same-store sales growth increased year over year. So that was a positive, and investors liked that.
Yeah. I'm just surprised how you can make so much money, $1 billion in a quarter with crappy pizza.
You're not a fan of Domino's. It's a domino for you.
It's definitely a domino. Yeah. And I mean, they know their market, right? I mean, how do they deliver pizza fast? So if you're in college and you're craving pizza at 2 a.m. at night, who do you call? Domino's.
Yeah. Not the best, but I've had a domino every now and then.
Tisk. All right, let's take a look at our position, starting with the Wheel Analyzer. And today, Apple having a huge day ahead of earnings. So earnings in just 3 days from now, Thursday after the bell, Apple is reporting earnings, but right now up 3%. I didn't see any news. They did announce that they have another event that's coming up on May 5th. Can't remember exactly what event it is, but this is where people are expecting a new lineup of iPads. I think the iWatch, the Pencil. And this is, I don't know if this is creating all of the excitement. I still own Apple from $167.50, and I did sell the $172.50 calls expiring on Friday. So right now, my gains are capped and we still have earnings coming out this week.
Yes. And, you know, one thing I did see with Apple is there was a key analyst upgrade. So that could be a partially explaining this move higher.
Yeah. Anyways, you got called away, you wait for a new opportunity because, I mean, with earnings, anything can happen. If you're looking at the expected move, I mean, this is kind of huge. I mean, the expected move here, around $6 to the upside and downside. And before the jump this morning, based on Friday's closing price, this could have been all the way down to 164 to 176. Today, with this jump, this has been revised to 168 to 180. We'll see. Anything is on the table here.
Yeah, you never know. You never do know with earnings. And that's why on Friday, I decided to let it go. But gosh, with this jump, you're in a sweet spot, Marcus, because if you get to push higher, you've made a ton on the calls that you sold and you're going to make some money on the stock. If you get a move lower that's still, you know, within the expected move or slightly outside of that one standard deviation, it puts you at your cost basis anyway. And if you're selling calls at your cost basis there, then that's, you know, fantastic. So it's kind of you're really doing well with this move higher. Good job.
Today, this is working out great. Let's see what happens over the next few days. CSIQ, our little buddy CSIQ, having a phenomenal day today, up 8% for today.
The huge, huge move. It does look like maybe we found a bottom around 1450, 14-ish. I have mixed feelings about this one, Marcus, because we had two big days. Friday up 4.5%, today up 8%. I still wanted to add to this, but I was a little hesitant. We'll see if I miss the opportunity there if we pull back a little bit and have another shot. I'm not too concerned about it. I'm welcoming this move higher, but I didn't expect such a sharp rally today.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, either way, if the rally continues, we'll be happy. If it pulls back, we'll be happy, because then we might add to our position here, lowering our cost basis, which right now is at 27.66. All right.
Yep.
NEE. Talked about it this morning with our mastermind. Kind of a feeling that this is the week where we are selling calls against our existing position. And we got to sign it in 69.50. The 69.50 is not available, but the 70, so right here, and the 69 is available. And we are getting close to getting the premium that we are looking for. So if you're looking at the 69, we're looking for 30% annualized. Look at that. Look at that. Right now, sitting at 27%. For the 70, sitting at 10%. Not bad at all. And you were thinking about maybe selling the 69 and being done with this.
Yeah, I'm on the fence here, but it looks like you could get 27, 28 cents. You're really close there. So that's it. There's premium there. And if you want that 30%, you're probably going to get it at the 69 today. Look at that. Yeah, as so we talk.
This trade since August 3rd last year, it seems that we're getting close to possibly getting out of this, at least getting close to call selling territory again. Our break even at 67.07, I think for you it's 67.12, just a little bit higher. But this is looking much better now.
Yeah.
All right, then we have UPS. UPS a little bit all over the place today. I mean, still up 1%, was up as much as 2.5%, I believe, earlier. Yeah. And we'll see what happens here with UPS. Nothing for us to do right now.
Yeah, got close to 151, now around 149, but still up 1% for the day and sitting and waiting.
Right. Quickly, WTF positions. We are in IBM. So this is one of our positions. We entered at 167.50, right now at 167.01. So down, a few cents for me, that's 60, down $60. So waiting for this to, hopefully recover, move higher. Closing with a profit. PCAR, this is one that you entered. Looking good here. So you entered late. Got lucky. ELGL. Looking good for you. I did not enter this one.
Yeah, I got in at 112.98.
Nice. I love it. And then we had an exit today. MU. We were both in MU. Micron Technology. So this turned out great. For me, this was a $1,300 winner. We entered at 107.60 and exited this morning at what, 112.68, I believe, was our exit.
113.68.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah, so nice little profit there after being stopped out a few times and experiencing a few back-to-back losses. Finally, a win again. So back, hopefully, on our winning streak.
Looking good.
All right. So I need to jump into a class that I'm teaching with Rob about short selling. But before we go, do we have time for a dad joke?
Bring it.
See, I think it's a shame that nothing is built in the US anymore. I just bought a TV and it says built-in antenna. I don't even know where that is.
I take it back. Don't bring it, Marcus. Don't bring it.
All right. With that said, we got to wrap it up. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, give us a like. We really appreciate all of your likes. Feel free to share. There's a share button right underneath. And if this is your first time here, please feel free to subscribe. And then we'll see you again tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.